the law departs from the premise that public records are indeed what they sound like, that they belong to the public and that they should be provided at minimal or no cost. However, there is a clause in the law that says that in certain cases, if extensive use of staff time is used, particularly for IT work and what have you, government agencies in North Carolina do have the right to charge extra fees.
Who determines what is reasonable and how is the actual cost incurred determined?
We found that that varies to a large degree across municipal, county, and state government agencies. Sometimes it's the decision of the public information officer that works for a given government office. Sometimes it's the manager's prerogative if they step up and decide. Sometimes it's a state administrator, but the fees can vary quite widely.
What's at the heart of the difference of opinion between Attorney General Roy Cooper and the McCrory administration?
Well, we might presume that at the root of it is some element of political jockeying. Attorney General Cooper is, by all accounts, planning on challenging the governor in 2016 for the governor's office. So that's one portion of it. However, there's been an ongoing and evolving debate in North Carolina about public records, how to make them more available to the public, and when, if ever, requests for records become a problem for government agencies because they can be time-consuming and costly.
Late last month, the Attorney General wrote a letter to the governor claiming the governor and his administration were violating the spirit and the legislative intent of the law.
That comes following a year where we've seen a pretty dramatic uptick in extra fees for public records from various state agencies. So that's the context here.
How did the McCrory administration respond to the Attorney General's letter?
The governor's general counsel, Bob Stevens, fired back a pretty strongly worded letter. He responded in kind, as Cooper's letter was also pretty strongly worded. Stevens said, look, we are a transparent administration. To suggest otherwise ignores our practices. What's more, we think it's important to charge extra fees for extra search time because otherwise these searches become a burden on local government bodies.
I take it the two sides do agree on one thing.
That's right. The law, to some degree, is clear about these extensive records requests. It says that agencies may charge for extensive requests. However, it does not define extensive, so there's quite an ambiguity there.
Explain how this has directly affected your work as a reporter.
In one of our most recent large records requests to the state's Department of Health and Human Services, we requested a significant body of emails from the department, and we were charged $45 an hour for 4 hours worth of public records searches by the IT staff. Added up to about $180, which won't necessarily break the bank for Carolina Public Press, but it certainly starts to add up.
What does the North Carolina Press Association have to say about the issue of fees and public records requests?
Our press association has always been vigilant on this front and has sounded an alarm during the last year, saying that, look, we have to remember the baseline point that public records belong to the people. We shouldn't think of providing them as something that's inherently costly or something that should be charged for.
Why should the general public care about how much the administration or any municipality, for that matter, is charging for public records?
Because these are the public records. In the media, we make these requests a lot to get these records and share what we find, but we operate under the same law as every citizen of the state of North Carolina. Anyone who wants to get public records could be subject to these fees.
In his response to Attorney General Cooper, Bob Stevens cited municipalities and counties and state universities, claiming they also charge special fees. Is that actually the case?
Well, that's what stuck out to me because he cited two municipalities in particular, Asheville and Charlotte, as ones that charge extra fees. And in years of experience with Asheville, I've never been charged extra fees. I confirmed that that's the operating policy of the city, and in conversations with attorneys for the city of Charlotte, they also said that they, in fact, are not charging extra fees as well.
What did city of Asheville officials have to say about what they charge?
Dawa Hitch, who's the city's longtime public information officer, who's helped me with numerous requests through the years, she told me that they don't charge for requests other than the occasional costs of duplication. In other words, if someone has to stand there and work the copy machine, they would pass on whatever copying fees they might incur.
John Elliston is an editor with the Western North Carolina-based online investigative reporting service, Carolina Public Press. Thank you very much.
Thank you.